From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has a request for Iraq. During his visit to Turkey this week, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter pressed Ankara to do more to control its border with Syria. Dorian Jones reports.
Secretary Carter said Turkey has an enormous role to play and that controlling its border is the most important contribution it can make in the war against IS. Ankara has faced strong pressure from its allies to seal the frontier that borders Syrian territory under IS control. Earlier this month, Ankara declared the region under emergency rule, a move Semih Idiz, a political columnist with Cumhuriyet newspaper, says signals that international pressure is working. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Rebels and pro-government forces are accusing each other of violating a ceasefire in Yemen. However, the truce appears to be holding together for the most part. The accusations included continued ground fighting, shelling by Houthi rebels, and airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition that has been backing President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi's government. The ceasefire went into effect on Tuesday as representatives from the government and rebels began UN-sponsored peace talks in Switzerland. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa. This is VOA News. Ukraine says it will suspend trade with Russian-occupied Crimea by mid-January. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said in televised comments Wednesday the ban will begin in 30 days and will affect everything but humanitarian aid. The Prime Minister added there was no decision as to whether Ukraine would supply electricity to Crimea. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen had an announcement Wednesday.
Earlier today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to raise the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.25 percentage point, bringing it to 0.25 to 0.5%.
Within minutes, major U.S. banks increased their prime lending rates to key business customers. The Fed says it could continue to boost the rate in 2016. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday that the couple that launched the recent terrorist attack in California were planning the assault even before they met each other in person. FBI Chief James Comey said Wednesday in New York that Syed Rizwan Farouk and his future wife, Tashfeen Malik, communicated via the Internet about their commitment to jihad and martyrdom. A Maryland judge has declared a mistrial in the case of police officer William Porter, charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, a black suspect severely injured while riding in the back of a police van in April. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury informed Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams that it could not reach a verdict. Williams thanked the jurors and then dismissed them. It's up to the state's attorney to decide what happens next. The State Department has formally notified Congress of a $1.83 billion arms sale to Taiwan. State Department officials said the package includes two frigates, anti-aircraft missiles, amphibious assault vehicles, and Stinger surface-to-air missiles. The U.S. Congress has 30 days to review the sale and raise any objections. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in the coming weeks. The remarks come after the UN Nuclear Agency ended its probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The United States has called on Nigerian officials to investigate violence between army troops and a Shiite sect. The fighting has reportedly left hundreds of people dead. The World Bank has approved a $1.5 billion loan to support an Indian government program to improve sanitation by 2019. The Clean India Mission aims to end open defecation, achieve open defecation-free communities, and improve the management of liquid and solid waste by providing toilets to rural areas. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.